This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Nigerian President Bola Ahmed Tinubu held talks at the presidential villa at Abuja today. Both leaders reviewed the strategic partnership between the two countries and discussed further avenues to enhance the bilateral relationship. Sharing his remarks during delegation-level talks with President Tinubu, Prime Minister Modi said India accords high priority to its strategic partnership with Nigeria. He cited defense, energy, technology, health, education and culture as areas of cooperation between India and Nigeria. Prime Minister thanked the Nigerian president for deciding to honor him with Grand Commander of the Order of Niger, GCON. Mr. Modi stated that this is an honor which is not just for him but for all Indians. He added that this is a testament to the age-old ties between India and Nigeria. Elon Musk SpaceX will launch India's heavy communication satellite GSAT-20 from Cape Canaveral in US on November 19. Indian Space Research Organization Chairman S. Somnath has said that SpaceX Falcon 9 will launch ISRO's GSAT-20, also called GSAT-N2, on November 19. The satellite is expected to remain in operation for 14 years. It will provide vital services across India, including internet connectivity for remote areas. Defense Research and Development Organization conducted a successful flight trial of India's first long-range hypersonic missile from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha yesterday. This hypersonic missile is designed to carry various payloads for ranges greater than 1,500 km for the armed forces. In a social media post, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh described the flight trial as a historic achievement which has put India in the group of select nations having capabilities of such critical and advanced military technologies. He congratulated DRDO and armed forces and the industry for the successful flight trial. Akashvani correspondent reports that the missile was tracked by various range systems deployed in multiple domains. Ek Pair Maa Ke Naam campaign initiated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a significant milestone with over 1 billion trees planted. This environmental initiative was launched on June 5, coinciding with World Environment Day, with an appeal to plant trees in honor of mothers. Prime Minister Modi expressed his gratitude on social media, urging more citizens to participate in the symbolic tribute to sustainability. The campaign highlights India's dedication to a balanced approach in advancing both its ecological and economic priorities. India sent the first consignment of about 425 metric tons of food grains and other edible items to Suriname in South America for its social welfare program. India enjoys close, warm and friendly relations with Suriname, reinforced by cultural and people-to-people contacts, bridged by the Indian diaspora arrival dating back to 1.5 centuries. Several high-level visits have been exchanged since establishment of diplomatic relations between India and Suriname in 1976, with Indian embassy opened in the Paramaribo in 1977 and Suriname's embassy in New Delhi in 2000. The Ayush Ministry Yoga at Work has been awarded a certificate of appreciation for its outstanding performance on the iGoat Karma Yogi Bharat platform. The award was presented by the Minister of State for the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh, during the valedictory ceremony of the National Learning Week, Karma Yogi Saptah, in New Delhi yesterday. The Ayush Ministry said that the Y-Break course emerged as a top-performing course on the iGoT platform, with around 8,70,000 government officials successfully completing it. Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnayak, who is on a two-day visit to Shiyomi District, addressed a Sainik Sammelan at Minigong near the line of actual control today. He emphasized the commitment of both the armed forces and civil administration to safeguarding the region and fostering trust and cooperation among all stakeholders. The governor said that the sensitive international border in Arunachal Pradesh is of vital and strategic importance for national security. State Chief Secretary Manish Kumar Gupta has paid tribute to Rifleman Jaswant Singh Rawat on his death anniversary today. In a social media post, Chief Secretary termed Rifleman Singh as a beacon of unwavering courage and patriotism. The Chief Secretary appealed to honor his supreme sacrifice and heroic stand during the Battle of Nurang Nang and hoped that his unmatched valor in defending the nation continues to inspire all. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.